This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
You know who that is?
Man, I want to say that I do, but it's probably not right. Is it Avicii?
It is Avicii.
Oh, wow.
This song is pretty.
That's Aloe Black singing. He's really good.
Is he related to Kodak?
Think so. Vera, too.
The Panther, too?
Aloe Vera.
Oh, I was talking about Black Panthers. Or the Black Panther. Not the. Black Panthers. Not plural-wise.
Talk about Ye's daddy.
This would be at a...
Do you ever get close to what, like... There's an Avicii documentary on Netflix I almost watched. Like, I don't know if I could, like, exactly pull the trigger on it. It was an hour and a half.
Go for it.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he killed himself, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
It was a big surprise to people. I want to say 3 or 4 years ago he did it.
That's so sad.
Yeah. But real in demand. A lot of people used him. Big time producer.
I didn't realize that he was dead.
Yeah. And it was like people didn't understand why he just, I want to say he decided, like, he just wanted to, like, he did what he thought he was supposed to do. And, like, that was the reasoning behind it, was just
he depression.
I think it was maybe a little bit.
Well,
sucks, man.
I hope his family or estate protects this song, though, because I could see it. Right now is when they'd be saying, might feel signs of depression.
I don't
upset or irritable tummy.
I don't want to get too deep, but
oh wow,
I just kind of feel like certain people are here for as long as they need to be.
Jeez.
Like people with like just brilliance, God. Like Chris Farley. He didn't live with Kobe Bryant.
Just people can argue the Kobe
point. He was
point.
Only, oh my God, this freaks me out. He was 28. All the musicians, 28 is like that.
Paige, I was born on the 28th.
You really were.
Like Kurt Cobain and
Jimi Hendrix too, right?
Thought they died at 33, like Jesus.
Not Tupac, he was 25.
When did Jimi Hendrix... only 25?
Yeah, God. It was crazy. Like this.
All right.
It's a whole different tangent.
It is. Look at you with your rejoin songs. All right. I think we all agree Anonymous is going to go first on this because is wild. Anonymous, I understand why you want to be anonymous. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Yeah, good morning.
Did you know Avicii was dead? I did not know. I did not know.
No.
Anyway. So you have...
Shouldn't know.
I'm not even going to act like I know exactly all this, but... Fatboy put up here on the screen, you feel as though you are your wife's guinea pig. Explain. What do you mean by that?
No, I am. I'm basically her just victim, and she's very just, I don't know, persuasive. Her deal is, okay, remember, I think it was like last week, you guys had someone call in, and his wife was all like roped into like conspiracy theories.
Oh yeah.
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 So
the poor guy.
Yeah, this is like it reminds me of that, except this is actually happening, and my wife is like, just, she's testing me. I'm her guinea pig. And then I don't know where she gets this stuff, but she's getting all this like crazy crap information. I don't know, like her podcasts or whatever, like lady shows she watches, or just like, you know, her friends show and stuff.
Yeah.
Basically, whatever, like the new thing, but it's not even like a big new thing. It's like some fringe, someone somewhere is doing this, and like someone else goes, oh, I tried it. Like some trend, mini trend, she'll try and like implement it around the house, and that, like, it starts with me.
Did you have to eat a Tide Pod or something? Hey, what was the trend?
All right, my name is...
Say your name.
Yeah.
I mean, what? She makes me bleach my anus, okay?
Hang on.
Yeah. Okay, so she doesn't, like, make me with, like, a gun to my head.
Is she the bleacher?
She's not the bleacher.
Is that what bleacher creatures were back in the day?
She didn't shut up about it.
Do you mind?
She picked this up somewhere, and I'm like, I'm sorry, do I have a problem that, like, do you see something, or, like, or is my underwear in the laundry? I don't know what she's seen in the laundry.
That leads me to a question that I have to think about how I'm going to word it, and you may not even want to answer it. But or is there ever in the bedroom some kind of role reversal kind of stuff going on?
I'm going to be honest with you, but I
don't know. You don't have to answer that, but...
No, I will. And the answer is no.
Okay.
So,
but it's interesting. You brought up, like, is there something going on that I need to know about? Because you've pointed this out to me. Like, I had... a girlfriend one time said, man, you know, your posture really is bad.
What?
I mean, like...
What brought that on?
Looking through pictures of me sitting around, slumped over like I'm a Weekend at Bernie's. Like, and I'm not even asleep. I'm just my bad posture. So it takes sometimes his laugh to the role reversal. People love it on the text line.
I get it.
What is your... So you said, what about... anything else? I mean, that's plenty.
The way she brought it up, too, you know, women don't beat around the bush. I imagine she just went to him and said, look, you got to get it bleached.
Exactly. Like, no, she didn't say you got to get it bleached, like, directly, like, but she was, like, constantly, she would send me stupid articles and be like, it's better for, your prostate health and certain, there are certain cancers that, you know, like maybe you need to like bleach your anus. Like, honey, you know, I don't know. Like, and I'm like, you know, if I did that to her, you know, everybody would hear about it. It would be like, you're emotionally destroying her. You're horrible. You know, this is insane. But I took it. And, you know, after like the fifth time, I was like, all right.
The fifth. Did you fart and it smelled like a swimming pool?
Oh, my God.
Your laugh is great. Well, it's a little bit of Herman Munster and something else. I love it.
So you're saying it was preventative, because I'm thinking as a female how often I see that part of a guy, and it's not very often, ever.
It's about to be a lot more.
There's that time when you pretended to be a floor.
You know, I don't usually, like, show my anus off a lot. I agree.
Well, yeah. It's kind of not going to be in my face.
Your pants are going to be all the way down, and you got to be like, hut, for that to even be.
At least she had reasoning behind it, I guess.
I know this is your wife and all of this. I mean, is that something she does? Or you said you're the guinea pig, so she's trying this all on you before she gets it done?
No, exactly, because the whole thing is she's framing it in, like, a quote-unquote men's health, out of men's health concern, like she's the expert or something.
That's some dominance.
So, yeah, and that's not the only thing. Okay, so, like, on you know, she's always like, oh, men's health, and then and she'll say it that way, so it's like, oh, men's health doesn't get enough attention, and then, like, making it sound like she's doing me a favor, but then suddenly it backfires. She makes me drink grape juice to fight off erectile dysfunction that I don't even have. I don't even, there's not a problem. But she's constantly, I was like, oh, hi, Welch's. Again, we meet, you know, in the fridge constantly. And this is this whole thing, like I'm 9 years old again. I'm like, or could I have wine maybe?
You've used the word makes, though, each time. She makes me. So,
yeah.
Like, well, it's really tough to get around it. It's like a soft make, you know. It's not gun to my head.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure. There's just, it's like, forget about ninth grade peer pressure. This is beyond that. It's your wife peer pressure is inescapable.
But to prevent something he doesn't even have is kind of weird.
Kind of strange.
Did she?
Yeah, and it's like giving me, I don't know. It's like, what is there, like, hi, aren't we fine? I thought we were good. But, you know, according to her, I need to just constantly be drinking grape juice, I guess, or I'm going to have a limp noodle my whole life, evidently. I don't know.
Have you had a problem with that in the first place?
No, he said he's not even dealing with the...
So why would she make you do that? Okay.
That's strange. Now, she said, hey, I want you to drink pineapple juice. You'd be like, oh, okay, that's cool. That makes sense now. I get that. Unless it's upside down, which I don't even know what that means. What if you drink pineapple juice upside down?
Yeah, it'd be one thing if she's just like, oh, I just happen to like really be into grape juice or pineapple juice or something. But the fact that she ties it to this, like, this point she's trying to make, I can't help but, you know, feel a little bit self-conscious because she, like, I'm apparently on impotence watch, you know, the alarm could go off at any time or something. Like, I don't know what her problem is.
He couldn't do this to her, like, in any regard.
Oh, gosh, no.
She'd give you the third degree.
No way could I. But, like, again, I wouldn't even want to. But,
Y'all have a very healthy sexual relationship?
Yeah. I mean, good.
Maybe.
Good.
It sounds like you really do. Like, she's... Like, the first thing, you know, the bleaching of the butt, and then the other thing, like, it all somewhat goes a little bit of... It's kind of sexual. Or whatever?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I can hear why you would say that. But it's not all kink.
No,
there's more. Okay, so...
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
God, poor
you. So she got on this, like... This is like, probably the worst one. She got on this, like, anti-toilet paper kind of mentality. Because she... I guess she, like, read how it was made, and they apparently used too much water, and maybe it's... I don't know what her thing is. Like, maybe sweatshops are involved or something. So now I'm living in a third world country. She wanted to switch to cloths to wipe with.
Oh, like, man.
And who has to wash the cloths? Or you just throw them away? That's what I'm...
Yeah, we just throw them away.
That's not good for the environment either.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, hi, what, you know... I mean, I'm one and done. That's not... I'm not going to fold it in, like,
that's
you know
bleached.
What I mean?
That's kind of expensive.
You probably don't show anything. I don't know what I'm saying.
That is the worst one.
Man, that is... But there... And I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, but, like, have you... Because you kept saying, she makes... Now, that could be construed as, I know I should just do this and not get into the argument kind of thing or whatever.
There's a lot of that.
Shout out to my dad in heaven. But a lot of it could be like she's slowly, and I don't know her, obviously, but like she's slowly breaking you down. Like everything is like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. You're going to do this.
I think he's...
I know.
Yeah, you've been more than accommodating. You'd have to like put a foot down at some point.
So
you're
going to start sleeping in your boots at night, in the
bed.
No,
I know. It's like it's like a cult, and she's like destroying my personality step by step or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
it bothers me with the bacteria in your bathroom with the cloths, unless you have a diaper genie. That's not really sanitary or healthy.
He is bleached, so it might not be as bad as, like, us going.
No. Still, though. All right.
No, I mean, it gets me to empty out the bathroom trash a lot more than I used to. I mean,
good God.
For sure.
God.
But it's like, why am I living like, I don't want to be mean to anyone, but like, you know, like a really poor part of the world where they don't have toilet paper, you know, this is my birthright. I'm an American. I should
be
allowed to.
Even it out by bleaching your butthole, though, because they don't do that.
And it could be worse. You could have a water shortage and you only flush the toilet just a few times a day.
There are people that do that. Yeah, like, that could pay be the horrible. Minimum water bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old.
But why like make life so hard unnecessarily? Like, why can't I just live?
Are you referring to the grape juice again? Oh, come on, I'm gonna laugh. There you go. You're laughing, we're having a good time, but it's bothering you. You've called us like out of the blue like this, and then the word makes is, you know, I would tell her, like, hey, look, I've done all these things. I obviously am a go-getter and having fun and doing these things, but like, I don't want to do any more of it. I unless it's whatever, like, that's a controlling mechanism, I feel.
Like, don't apply
it's
everything
also weird.
To me.
Like, I'm reading so many women. I say women. They could be gay dudes.
Hopefully.
If my husband wanted his blank bleached out, I would be concerned about his sexuality. Meanwhile, she's wanting him to do it.
Yeah. Who's seeing
it's just odd, man. Okay.
I didn't really feel like as embarrassed about the whole thing before until you just said that. So
sorry.
It's not my idea. So I guess I'm just like, if I'm doing it for my wife, then it's not as bad. Like, it's not like I'm single and I just took it upon myself to be like, let's go. Bleach. Where's my bleach? You know?
Yeah. That's a good point.
All right.
New Year's resolution.
We need to go to break. Hold on for us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. My God.
She's just got to quit being on top of all the trends.
Oh, my God.
That's
like,
not,
they don't apply to him.
I mean, is that I'm not on TikTok. I have to ask Big Brown. Is that a trend now that, like, go home and do this to your husband? If he loves you, he'll let you do it.
Hope not.
My God. Okay.
I'm just glad my wife's not on TikTok. You know how much bleach I'd have to use?
God bless. Clorox stock would go through the roof. All right. Your call's next, maybe. 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com. Text and call line. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a
P1 at theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Boo! By request. Boo!
Hey, brother!
You know, they kind of set up Hulk Hogan. They really did.
He got booed hard.
Right in the middle of California. I mean, you got to think about, you're appearing in a town where the, from their point of view, of a, you know, he spoke at the Trump rally, and you know,
yeah.
And so you're in Los Angeles, where I believe the Hispanic population is at all time high in that area. I
believe so.
And then so with the guy, in their point of view, it's like, oh wow. You're going to get us deported now, Hulk. That's another thing I've realized. Generally speaking, no one can say that guy's name.
Hulk.
They have to think about it before they say it.
Hulk Hogan.
Like, I want to go down to some kind of Fall for Greenville or some kind of thing. Well, I got to wait on that until next year, but some kind of artist fear. And I want to have a picture up of the Hulkster, and I want to just go up with a microphone. Who's this? I want to hear people say, Hong Hongan, Hulk Hogan.
Was that Billy Graham?
People have such a hard time with the Hulk Hogan.
Not my Billy Graham.
Ain't my Billy Graham. Mine was a superstar, not a healer. All right, Lord, the lines are full. Page pick, number between, what?
Two.
Wow. Look at that. Look at that. If you're on line number two, say hello right now.
Hey, brother.
Oh, brother. It's Brother Looper.
Yeah. How are we doing?
Good. I know Looper talks a long time. Those of you on hold, hang on.
He's going to spit some knowledge.
It's going to be a while.
I know. That's my friend that I was referencing yesterday.
Well, you know, I had to chime in because, you know, Anonymous is going through a plight here, and I don't use bleach. But, I mean, it's a good thing to have a clean anus, I would say.
Yeah, but, like, he's been 5 times. Seems overkill.
I had to look up to see if you had to go to an esthetician or some kind of nurse to have that done.
Yeah,
or can
it?
You
an esthetician,
you can do it at home.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine?
What a great analogy that was. Get it?
This
you know how to spell
why
analogy.
I'm not
that's
on
funny.
TikTok.
Yeah. Do it at home.
Analology.
I would have to have help.
But wouldn't you be like if, you know, I'm not going to say your wife's name, but let's say your wife came in and said, hey, I saw this. What do you think about us doing this to you?
Tim!
Are you not thinking the way he was? Like, what's wrong with it?
Of course, yeah. It's like what you're comfortable with. And, you know, I'd be like all about a clean anus with, you know, a bidet. You know,
lovely.
Maybe meet in the middle somewhere because
she'd probably run bleach through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you probably could, but it's yeah. There seems to be like you know a lot of deeper control possibly there.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you have put a foot down, Looper, like long before that? Like, there's a lot of stuff too, but I feel like you would have said
yeah. I would. Yeah. There's a line. Well, there are boundaries. They're really simple, and one of them would be if you approached me with the, hey, you want to bleach your anus, I'd be like, no, I think I'll pass. If I did do that, I'd go to a trained professional,
exactly.
Hypothetically. But and my brain is easily talking me out of that.
They sell the kits at Cooter's up in Gatlinburg, oddly enough.
Shouldn't he tell her, like, look, don't read every damn thing on the internet and like apply it to your life.
Or read some about your parts and let's try them on you first.
I think it goes the same way like pubic hair. Isn't it? Is it up to your maid to tell you how to groom, or is it your choice?
Oh, man. God.
That's a great question, actually.
So it would be the same thing with another region, like if you want your, you know.
Yeah, but there's so, like, and I will say this, and I hate to, like, make this a day two of, but I had an ex one time that told me that the word page just said pubic hair, that mine was so well-groomed that I could, it looked almost gay.
Yours?
Yeah.
What?
That was told to me, and I'm
please
like,
please write down who said that.
God, the only one that matters.
How would you tell the difference?
Well, I know. That's I'm like, hard. Why are you? What magazines are you reading? You've been at one of them dancing bear parties, clearly.
Like, I don't want to get too into it, but you know, if you're a lady and you forgot, you know, maybe your razor. I don't care.
You don't care.
That conversation will come up maybe before you get naked around each other, and then might say, "Hey, what you know?" The woman might say, "Hey, what do you like?" You know, like completely, not at all, blah blah blah. And if you say you have a preference, they will use that as an excuse in the future. If you say, true. I like it completely, they'll be like, oh, we can't tonight. I haven't shaved. It's like, listen, I don't care. That's just my preference. But right now, it's fine.
And it gets awkward because I'll tell you, I like everything clean, right?
That's a good way to think.
But I've been with a man who likes a little landing strip, and I'm just like, well, you know what? Then you grow your own, buddy.
Don't you call me Shirley either.
But I'll make you happy.
Yeah, man.
That's poor guy. It's awkward.
Yeah.
I feel for him.
Have you heard, though, about the grape juice, Big Brown? Big Brown, pardon me. Guys,
I hadn't heard about the grape juice, but I encourage him to get some pineapple, perhaps, and then communicate a little more clearly.
I'm surprised you haven't said that to him yet. all right, Loop, good talking to you, my friend. How about them seven sisters last night, huh?
Hey, they wild up there, man.
Yeah, we're talking about astrology, not the orgy. That was last weekend. All right.
Enjoy the Korean bowl. Koryeom.
Yes.
Now I will.
Arrivederci.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you more.
I don't think that was real Looper. I didn't hear a bird one. Not a single one. That was an imposter.
It's a fooper.
I don't know what that means, Paige.
John!
I mean, she's wild. Should look up some of these words for you, just blurt them out.
Can everybody hang on? Is that possible?
I can. I gotta go.
You gotta get pages. Good Lord.
I know.
Here's what she's talking about off the air. That should be like a Patron, a separate stream. Whatever they call it, they pay you money to watch it.
I'm fooper than you are.
I mean, look, we can talk about it. She was talking about yesterday about the hamburger emoji.
That was me.
Oh. I can't remember.
I
didn't think it got that big.
People with bad arthritis can't do the heart thing, and it looks like they're getting ready to either take a bite of a big hamburger or
a bite of something.
But you need to point it down so it makes the heart.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they got real bad arthritis, they can't do it. No,
I'm sorry.
It's one of the bad things about being getting old. You can't tell people you love them anymore. All right, P1 Benji Mac, P1 Avocado Toast. Change your name. Nobody eats that anymore.
Good.
And others, we'll get to your call next. 1-800-774-0093. Morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
I'm interested, too. I'm reading a text, and it's easier to just refer to it than replying back. I'm interested also to hear what Fatboy's going to name each podcast description today. It's got to be all over the place.
Well, that's the one where you can kind of sneak in a little something here or there. I might not use a medically correct term for what we're talking about.
No.
But that's a little Easter egg you get when you listen.
Well, you have to ask yourself, how many doctors versus laymen do we have? Lay women? Plus, that sounds like prostitution, but you know what I'm saying.
When doctors are talking to each other, you know, they don't use the medical terms or like, you know.
No.
They
do.
Like, I've got to intubate so-and-so. It's like, I got to ram a tube down his throat.
I got to castrate this dude tomorrow.
I got to cut his nuts.
Yeah.
You know, they get...
That's the tea time I'm talking about, not golf. It's talking about tea time. I don't mean testicles.
Oh,
pick
boy.
A call. Let's go to them before they get irritated and go listen to another show.
You want
to
go to Benji Mac?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Benji Mac. What's up?
What's happening, fellas?
How you?
Benj.
Listen. Y'all need to tell Anonymous, if he's still listening, to tell his wife to leave Peggy out of the bedroom, and he needs to keep a hairy, dirty butthole like the rest of us grown men.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for that, Benji.
You know, Benji.
Benj.
Oh, Benji.
I mean,
I don't know how he knows all men are going by that. You know what? I can say I've never sat around my friends. Hey, man.
What does yours look like?
What's going on in that crack of yours? I've never.
How about the fact that she brought it up?
A closer friend, I might talk about hemorrhoids, but no, I mean, it's got to be a very close friend.
She brought it up to him, and then he goes, okay, whatever. It's weird. I'll do it to appease you. But he's been 5 times total.
Yep.
Now, you think she's been writing him the whole time? Like, did you go? Did you get it?
I mean, talk about micromanaging. If you got to see where their undercarriage is, I mean, that's like a little too far, I think.
Again, that's why I asked him. I said, do y'all have a healthy sexual appetite? Because, like, if it, I mean, just my thoughts on it, if she's concerned about that, there is, it's a little selfishness. Like, she's controlling it because she's got to look at it. And I'm like, how and what? I know how and why, but yikes.
Yeah.
Got to get her to a dentist.
Some odor or something that she can't stand. But yeah. That's,
it's like, yeah. You're making... All right. Let's go to... I want to pick now. Can I pick one?
Yeah, you can pick one.
I want to go to P1 Jerk, who wants to talk about a bleaching situation. Jerk, good morning.
Good morning, guys and lady.
How it is?
You're welcome.
If at any time any woman comes up to me and says, get this done, yeah, that chick has kicked her butt straight to the curb. There's nothing wrong with toilet paper on the butt and not freaking bleach. Come on, man. Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah,
toilet paper is all you need besides bleach.
Dropping the toilet paper altogether is a bit much. I mean, because she's got to do it, too.
I think it's,
you know what? Great point. She's really concerned about that. Like, where it doesn't make sense. I'm telling you, she's just trying to break him down. I bet he goes to restaurants he doesn't like eating at. He's been on vacations he didn't want to go because it's just easier to say yes. It's cheap. What is it? Ain't nobody happy. See, we screwed ourselves when we bought these little plaques. Ain't nobody happy unless mama's happy. That sucks for mom. What if mom's not happy? Maybe mom's depressed.
Yeah.
But you know what? A simpler way of thinking about that is more old school with it. But the women now, they won't respect you if you do that. Like, if they walk all over you, then they get tired of doing it, they'll just be done with you.
But with the claw thing, you can't have guests come to your house and...
I didn't think about that.
That's just insane. I wouldn't use claw from someone else's house. I'd be like, no.
Do you think they put out toilet paper when they have people
come?
I would hope so. Because I would...
I don't even know if she
I'm going to need a towel.
Yeah, and you hope that their hand towels that some people have, some houses are clean.
You better give me like a hot, warm, like bath size towel with a high thread count, or I'm not coming back.
Exactly. Thank you.
Or I might just take a shower in there while I'm at it. I mean, that's just crazy.
I read about because he was talking about the grape juice, so I looked it up.
Is that real?
Yeah, man. Like, there was a study going on that's
funded by Welch's.
Well, it happened in China. It said that the men who drank grape juice five times or more per week saw a 79% decrease in erectile dysfunction struggles.
Why not just drink wine?
And this, well, this,
I think the alcohol causes the opposite. I mean, although I've never experienced that. In fact, I get hornier when I'm drinking.
Well, because grape juice juices have sugar in them, and drinking a lot of that cannot be healthy for some people.
Well, they said men aged 40 and older have 83% reduced odds of erectile dysfunction.
Oh, my God.
Drink this grape juice.
That, man, that sucks.
I don't know if I trust it.
I don't.
Well, I mean, if there was an issue, like, I would drink it just to try. I love grape juice. I would go to the Lord's Supper afterwards, and you know,
that's what communion is, right, Paige?
Yeah. Well,
not my church.
They use real wine. They're cataholics.
I beg your pardon.
I don't know.
Can I tell you something I saw that might make you happy, Matt Mann?
Yeah.
You know, I like this day in history.
Oh, I thought you said we're going to get paid Thursday instead of Friday.
You might.
Praise Jesus.
If you got one of them cool banks, it gives you an advance.
Oh, yeah. They only take 15% off the top.
This day, 1972, 53 years ago, this show premiered on NBC.
72? Oh, I know this.
What is it?
Sanford and Son.
It is Sanford and Son.
Oh, yeah.
The premiere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know how long it ran for, but...
That was the first non-cartoon, non-wrestling TV show I remember as a kid. We must have watched the hell out of it.
That's got to be the one phrase from any TV show that brings you, like, everybody knows what you're talking about when you say you big dummy.
That or... Well, I mean...
Huge.
Probably not Gen Zers. Maybe not even Gen Xers, but... Well, yeah, Gen Xers. What you talking about, Willis? Like, oh, that's one.
Yeah.
What you gonna do, Willis?
I don't know if there are too many shows now, so there's no really, you know, catchphrases.
There's not catchphrases. I mean, there's not good theme songs anymore.
Nope. None.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like put jingles, the like, no show jingles, each part. Really. Like, you know, they'd always do that thing where the music would be playing and
that was such a big deal.
The cast member would be looking away and then they'd turn and look at the camera and smile and kind of wave to it. Like, oh, yeah, I am playing the role of Uncle Jesse.
That's what you look forward to on the show. Now there's nothing. You watch a new show, there's no theme song or nothing.
Because they don't have to, it's so, like, I have a friend of a friend who said they had, I don't know this person.
How about that? Heard.
And they have it was told to me they have a TV show on a major network. When I say major, not one of the four, but like a streaming thing. And I was like, good Lord. And I looked it up. And it's on the website only.
But that's
still something to be proud of. But so with the availability to all the niche audiences now with everything, like it's hard to have. What is a mainstream TV show now where you can go to work the next day and everybody's talking about it? None.
There's not really.
Football.
That's it. Yeah, it would have to be sports.
I mean, nothing else. Because they're, shut up. I'm on season 3. Shut up. There's no, like, water cooler talk.
There was a show, you know, I like the Law and Order, the one that Chris Maloney's on.
Mm.
But it hasn't come on yet. And I'm like, where's it at? And I read something that said it's going straight to Peacock. And then on one hand, I was like, oh, no, it's going to kill it. But on the other hand, I'm like, that's how I watch it anyways on Peacock. So maybe other people just watch it that way. And it's going to do better. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to get canceled.
Yeah.
Like with Days of Our Lives, that was an institution, and they moved it to Peacock.
Oh, no.
It's not on regular television?
No.
Wow.
They replaced it with news, an hour of news.
And you got to think, that audience is not, I am just really judging this on my mom, but like.
They wouldn't.
They're not going to stream.
That's sad.
No.
Or they're not going to destination stream. Like they want, it's 1 o'clock, it's time for Days.
Or they don't know how to work it really some.
Well, neither does her son.
I tell you this one, too. It was 35 years ago in 1990, the debut episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, man.
And it's, I think they still make new episodes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I know people that were associated with The Simpsons early made a killing. Like Sam Simon, who passed away, he made it. And he was only with the show for the first couple of years. Made a ton of money.
I never really got into it quite as much.
No.
I liked it back in the day.
Yeah, like as a kid, but when you get older, it's just... But what you can do with cartoons, man, they can go forever.
Like, I let Paramount Plus go because...
It's the worst one.
It's
the app sucks.
Navigating it, it's like...
Well, yeah, and it will not remember what you watched last, and it just crashes.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's like you can't start and stop... At least the way I have. What do you run your thing on? Fire TV?
Yeah, I got a Fire Stick 4K HD.
Same thing. I love that because I have it set up where if I do look outside my streamers, I have it only free to me. I ain't buying or renting a damn movie.
Yeah.
So I have it fixed that it'll only show me stuff because nothing pisses me off more than seeing, this is on now. I'm going to watch this. And then I see a little dollar sign there.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Damn it.
Just like old shows, you got to buy them now off of Prime. I'm going to wait until I finish Landman. And when I finish Landman, I'm going to cancel Paramount Plus.
What is Landman?
The Billy Bob Thornton show, John Hamm, is really good. Jerry Jones was on there, man. He was great. He's like a good actor.
Talking about the size of his players' privates?
No, man. But he was talking about how he really started making money, like kind of a quasi-fictional version of himself.
Quasi.
He was great.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
He was all crying and everything. I was like, Jesus. Like, I didn't think Jerry Jones was an actor. I guess he is.
Man. God, good text. Good text. This is a woman. I what is the word, Paige? You say it all the time.
Oh, look out.
Not like that.
Be careful.
What?
This lady says she's a... esthetician, and that more men get that procedure done than women.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it.
Is that, I mean...
The procedure itself?
Probably just like, do you get that done from the same people do your waxing?
You probably.
Yikes.
How much is that going to cost? God. And are they the same people you get the semi-glutide from? If you're a big fat person and want to lose weight?
No.
Oh.
Because that's like a cosmetic injection.
Well, I mean, you have to have a thing to push... fluids? You have to be a nurse, right?
I would hope so. God forbid you got diabetes and you actually need the medicine that's, you know, somehow cosmetic now.
You have a 4-year degree
for that. I don't know. Some of these
I was told by our insurance company that, I told you this, I think, my medication I take for diabetes is no longer available where I get my medicine. I have to go to this one place.
Wow.
And you know what they're doing? They're making me get 3 months at a time.
Now, you know what they told me?
And it's $0. I was so pissed.
They told me
that you be mad?
They would prefer.
They were apologizing. We're so sorry, but they're doing this thing. And I'm like, well, how much is it going to cost me there? And they're like, actually nothing. I'm like, ha ha.
Bye.
See ya.
I'm still getting my groceries here, but I'm getting my medicine there at the CVs.
They told me
CVs or CVS? Uh-huh,
the people that your prescriptions are from would prefer they mail it to you.
That's I would prefer want. That as well.
Don't you want to go see somebody and get
like, it? How do you do that through Amazon? Because I saw a commercial the other day. It said, I get all my medication through Amazon. I'm like,
just go to Ingles and get it.
That's why I got to go to CVS now.
Shout out, Heather. I don't even have to get it. She goes and gets it for me.
Oh, she recognizes you.
She'll go down the aisle and pick it up if it's OTC.
Customer notes, it says Radio Fat Boy.
Oh, God, I hope not. I don't want to get spiked.
What's your name, Heather?
Heather.
Heather, call in and tell us what medication
you're on. Oh, hang on.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back.
Ivermectin. There you go.
What is that?
It's the horse medicine everybody was taking for COVID, which is the same medicine Mel Gibson said cured some of his friends from, like, stage 4 cancers.
Oh, for real?
And nobody's really talking about it. But some doctors will prescribe it. There's another one, too. Ivermectin and something else. It's a combination that's supposed to be more potent than chemotherapies. But not as, like, the side effects aren't as bad.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's like a whole alternative medicine, man. It's taking a big turn.
Well, that's where they get... anytime they label something holistic, they use that as a negative kind of connotation.
Yeah.
All right. We need to break... Or what are we going to do? Come back and do headlines or what?
We can go home if you want.
No.
Yeah, we come back.
All right, we'll come back. We got more calls there. We'll still get the calls, and then we'll do headlines. 1-800-774-0093. This is the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.